The executive order ends the ban on federal funds for international groups that are in any way involved with abortion services, including counseling. Critics call it the global gag rule because it forbids medical providers from even saying the word abortion, a source of contention for free speech advocates. Carmen Barroso is director of the International Planned Parenthood Federation for the Western Hemisphere. Her organization has received no U.S. money for the past 8 years. She says the gag policy has not only adversely affected abortion services, but also the ability for clinics to distribute contraceptives and other preventative information.
With less money, family planning associations are less able to provide the services to the people who are most vulnerable, who most need it, because they cannot afford to pay for services. So family planning programs have helped women to avoid unwanted pregnancy and therefore avoid the need for abortion. So if anybody is against abortion, it should be also against this policy.
The policy has been reinstated and then reversed by Republican and Democratic presidents since President Ronald Reagan established it in 1984. President Bill Clinton ended the ban in 1993, but President George W. Bush reinstituted it in 2001 as one of his first acts in office. Yet abortion opponents say anything short of overturning legalized abortion is tantamount to compromise, including this funding.
Keep on praying. Keep on working. Life is winning.
Thousands of anti-abortion activists marched Thursday from the National Mall to the Supreme Court in Washington on the 36th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the court ruling that legalized abortion in the United States. Many protesters expressed concerns over just how much the Obama administration will change course on women's reproductive issues.
He's a president, he says, of opportunity and hope, and I'd like to give opportunity and hope to the babies that are being aborted, and also opportunity and new life to the poor people that are choosing that path of sadness in their life.
Well, he's clearly, you know, he's been very pro-abortion. He's never made any, never tried to keep it a secret. He's just absolutely as pro-choice as you could be. And that's really going to be a challenge, especially when he's got almost a filibuster-proof Senate at this point. So it's going to be a challenge.
President Obama says he supports Roe v. Wade and opposes any amendment to overturn the Supreme Court's decision. Barroso says with a growing population of young people in the developing world, she believes the greatest need will be for sexual education in order to help women avoid unwanted pregnancies. Julia Ritchie, VOA News, Washington.